Age has not diminished the veteran New Zealand race car driver Kenny Smith's need for speed. The 79-year-old creates history this weekend when he lines up for his 50th New Zealand Grand Prix at the Hampton Downs Circuit, south of Auckland. A three-time winner of the event, Smith has been racing cars for 63 years. And ahead of Sunday's National Grand Prix, he told Clay Wilson he has no plans to stop anytime soon.
I don't go out looking for numbers, and when I started motor racing, all I wanted to do was keep racing. So I didn't sort of say, well, I'm going to go for so many years, but that'll be a record or this. I just love driving, and every time I get a chance to get in the car, it's a thrill. But the, you know, going back to my first Grand Prix in 76, that was a special one, to win the first one.
What are your memories of that day? Because obviously it's a long time ago now and things have changed, but what are your memories of that day and that moment?
Oh, I was over the moon. You sort of, when you start racing, you don't believe you're going to get out and blow people away and win a Grand Prix. But to win that, and especially to win it at Pukekohe, remembering back in the early days, we had some of the best drivers in the world come here, from all our Formula One drivers. And so it was nice to sort of level up and do something that Chris Amon and McLaren and Holm had done. So it was great.
Yeah, those names that were around, Bruce McLaren, Denny Holm, Chris Amon, Kiwi legends, and then obviously the likes of Stirling Moss and Jack Brabham, Jackie Stewart, all-time greats from other parts of the world. When you reflect back now, what was that time like in your career and racing alongside those guys?
Oh, it was great because, I mean, they're ordinary people. They weren't stuck up. They weren't money hungry. It was just, hey, they were just people. They'd come and chat to you. If you had any issues, you could talk to them. McLaren was like that. If you had something you want to talk about, the car and the suspension, he was there to help you. If you needed an answer for it, he'd tell you. A little bit different today, but hey, they were good days. You know, we had 15 or 20 of those ex-Formula One drivers out here now in those days, and that was good.
Obviously, a lot's changed with driving race cars during the course of your career, but safety is an area where there's been a lot of work done. Would you say you feel safer now than you did going back to that first GP?
Oh, definitely. The cars are safe now, even though we still jump back in old cars and run those things that are dangerous. When you're in them, you don't think, but you like to know that you've got a car that's been well maintained and everything's good on it, so you don't want anything to break on you. You always figure you're not going to make the mistake, but you don't want the car to break on you. But the cars are a lot. They're harder to drive today, the later cars. They've got to be driven in a totally different fashion to the cars, earlier cars.
So what's it like for you to be behind the wheel of a modern-day car now at the age of 79?
But a lot of people say that to me about, oh, geez, you're getting old driving those cars. But the thing is, I don't look at it on an age thing. Before I get in, I don't think, geez, I'm 79, what am I doing driving this? Look, I don't feel any different to what I did 50 years ago jumping in a car. I'm just eager to get in that car and let the clutch out and get going. So age doesn't really come into it. It's a bit harder now because with the later cars being harder and heavier to drive, and the body isn't up to that is what it would have been years ago. So you've got to drive around pain these days.
And that was veteran New Zealand race car driver Kenny Smith speaking to Clay Wilson.